Do you want to lose weight? And are you feeling like it's just not budging? Maybe you want to eat healthier and stop the yo-yo dieting. If you're ready to get off the dieting cycle and focus on healthy weight loss, then listen to this episode today. I'm going to be giving 5 tips to help you get started with weight loss in a way that is healthy. And friends, if you guys feel like you need some extra support, you can set up a free call with me. There's going to be a link in the description. I offer online personal training and health coaching. So maybe you have some information, but it gets messy or inconsistent when you try to implement some of these new changes and you're just feeling stuck. This is where health coaching and having that accountability can be really powerful. So I encourage you that if you're feeling stuck, that you guys don't delay. Just set up the free call. Find out if it's a fit for you. It's a no pressure call. And I offer discounts for nurses, teachers, military, and police and firemen families. Hi, friends, and welcome to the Healthy Beyond 40 Show. I'm Michelle, mom of 4 and military wife. And I'm passionate about helping women get healthy from the inside out so they can feel better and live their best life. Do you feel like you're struggling to lose weight and get in shape? If you're ready to develop healthier habits, exercise consistently, and lose weight sustainably, then you're in the right place. I combine my expertise from my doctorate in physical therapy to my experience as a health coach, personal trainer, and yoga teacher to bring you actionable steps for a healthy lifestyle. No magic pill here, so lace up those shoes and get moving. All right, so let's dive into it today. I'm going to be giving 5 weight loss tips. And not only that, but weight loss tips that focus on doing it in a healthy way, because God didn't design us to yo-yo diet and have restriction. We are designed to really eat healthy and nourish our bodies. And it is really hard to do that in the culture that we are living in. So my first tip is starting with liquids or drinks. So we want to make sure that we're getting enough water. And this could be, you could have lemon water, even herbal tea, things that don't have caffeine. We want to make sure that we are hydrated. I find that a lot of people are not getting enough water. And then when I have clients who start to drink enough water, their energy goes up and they just start feeling better. So a good starting point is half your body weight in ounces. And that's just a starting point. If you're sweating or it's summer, you might need to increase that. And also just really listening to your body cues about what feels like a good amount of water to you. Because having enough water can also help with our hunger cues. If we're dehydrated, we're going to seek more food because we can also get some water through foods like fruits and things like that. So make sure that you're hydrated. When we're talking about liquids and drinks here, we also want to cut out any sugary drinks. And really, this depends where you are. I really recommend cutting out drinks with artificial sweeteners. There used to be a time when I would have diet pop and things that had artificial sweeteners. But really, there's a lot of science about how these aren't good. I think it also tends to adapt our taste buds for wanting more sweetness. But depending where you're on your journey, maybe you're having regular pop or something like that, and maybe you're going to cut to diet pop, and that is where you're at now, and that's fine. So we're all at different parts in our journey right now, so see where you're at. Also, other things like juice or a lot of the sports drinks like Gatorade and stuff, they have a lot of other stuff in them. They either have the sugar or then the artificial sweeteners, and most of the time we don't need that. You may need extra electrolytes, but get those in the most natural way possible. So tip number one is liquids. Make sure you're getting enough water in and you're cutting out sweetened, sugary drinks, things also like juice or those sports drinks. Tip number two is to really be mindful of portion size. So this is especially huge. And as we age and get older, we may be moving less. We may be exercising less. And if we're eating less nutrient-dense foods, we really need to be mindful of our portion size. So when we start moving less, we're burning less calories. When we have less muscle mass, we're burning less calories. So we might need to scale back on the size that we're eating. So with my clients, I always like to work on mindful eating. I do this also in my course, Healthy Inside and Out. But clients start to learn how to eat in a more mindful way, and this really helps to control the portion size, start to feel better and lose weight. So really paying attention to how much you're eating and really starting to understand that can help. And that also helps you to get out of the diet culture and into a more way of being in tune with your body. And I'm pretty sure I have a couple other episodes about mindful eating, so I'll share those in the description too. And I also think it becomes important. I've had a client this past week that was on vacation and she ate more and really got out of her habits, or you go out to eat with people and sort of that portion size, that mindful eating goes out the window. And when things like that happen, we have to use it as feedback. So it's feedback that didn't really go like I wanted it to, and being able to break down what happened so that you can have a new plan. Because when you're starting to get healthier, you're starting to make new pathways in your brain, and it's hard. So that's sometimes where we have that extra support and accountability and really help us, because it is really hard to change things. And it's even harder when you're around people who aren't on the same journey as you, people who maybe are eating more and drinking more, eating their emotions, doing those other things. So it's hard when we start to step away from that, but you can do it. So really focus on paying attention to those portion sizes and also doing it from a mindset of eating more mindfully and really trying to fuel and nourish your body better. All right, friends, I just want to take a quick little break to tell you about my three favorite supplements that I take daily. So the first two are really a non-negotiable for me. And I love these products so much that I became an independent partner with Zinzino. So the first one is their omega oil, their balance oil. And this helps you to boost that omega-3 in your body. My ratio was really terrible, and they have simple at-home testing that you can do. And I really consider this part of my diet, not really a supplement. So since I'm not eating the oily fish, I am taking this supplement. So it's really part of my diet since I'm not getting it through my diet. Their other product I love is their Extend. Not only is it a multivitamin, but it's a really powerful immune support. Really the best I have found. I also give it to my kids, and we just have not gotten sick as much. It has beta-glucans and olive leaf, and that's really to just name a few. So it's that multivitamin plus these herbs to really support your immune system and to keep you healthy. The other one that I take most of the time, some mornings I don't have it, is my Organifi green juice. And what I love about this is it really helped my energy level. I don't take caffeine. I can't tolerate it. And it really helps with my energy level in a natural way. You get a clinical dose of ashwagandha, which is a powerful adaptogen herb. It also has green tea plus all the micronutrients from the green. So it's a great way to start your day. I like to squeeze some lemon in mine and also add some collagen protein powder. So there will be links down below if you guys are interested in any of those. All right, so we talked about 1, watching our liquids and drink, 2, portion size, and 3, I want you to think about protein and really making sure at every meal that you are having some protein. So protein helps us to feel more full. So this can be really important when it comes to weight loss. Protein is also the building block of our muscle, and we want to make sure that we are maintaining our muscle as we age. And there's a few other factors why protein can be pretty powerful here. So really a basic way to think about this is at every meal, am I having protein and a decent size of protein? Now with my clients, we might break it down a little further and really look at how many grams, really make sure we're getting enough. But a really easy way to start is every meal, am I having some protein? Tip number 4 is movement. So a lot of times we don't realize how sedentary we've become. I recently had a client tell me that as she started working with me and starting to move more, she didn't realize how much less she has been moving. So if we think back to even looking at a little kid, a lot of them are nonstop energy. And a lot of kids are in different sports and do stuff. There's a lot of kids that definitely are not getting enough movement today, but as we get older, we tend to be more and more sedentary. A lot of us have sedentary jobs. Here I am sitting on my computer. This is what I do a lot. So I have to be very intentional about getting movement. And when I'm talking about movement, I'm talking about those steps or walking. So really setting up a habit and a lifestyle where movement is a big part of it. So we want to make sure that we are really moving a lot. And this isn't like that exercise, that out of breath feeling, that cardio. This is just making sure that we're moving. So figuring out different ways that you can start to move your body more. And tip number 5 is strength training. So like I said earlier, we want to maintain our muscle mass. Maybe we even want to put some muscle mass on. And really, this is powerful because when you start doing strength training, not only are there the beneficial effects to your metabolism, it helps to boost your metabolism, but you start to feel stronger. You can do more around the house. And this is just such a great feeling. This is one of those non-tangibles. A lot of people like, I'm losing X amount of pounds, something very objective. But strength training has some objective markers, but it just makes you feel better. It makes you feel stronger. So this is always something that I am incorporating into my week. And I have built this habit of doing strength training, whether that's with weights, whether that's with body weights, or doing a yoga for strength training every week. And so I have a decent amount of muscle mass for me, and that becomes easier for me to maintain and feel better. This helps to keep my metabolism strong. So we really need to make strength training a part of our life. Now, remember with movement, I said we really want a lot of movement. Strength training, we only really need a little bit when we think about the time proportions there. So I am doing strength training 10 to 30 minutes a day, and most likely about 5 times a week. And some of those are yoga for strength training, so I'm not doing weights for strength training, working the same muscles day after day. We want to give our muscles a break. So really having a rounded strength training program is going to make you feel good. And you can really start with this 5 or 10 minutes a day. And you really don't need to build up past 30 minutes. So let's review those ones: liquids and drinks, more water in, cutting out the drinks that we don't need. Number 2, portion size, watching how much you're eating, shifting towards that more mindful eating. 3, making sure you're getting protein at every meal. 5, making sure that movement is a part of your day, figuring out how you can incorporate more movement. And tip number 5 is to make sure that you are strength training and making sure that you're building and maintaining your muscle mass. So these are a lot of different things. And guys, I don't want you to do all of these things at once. That would be overwhelming. So I want you to think right now, what do you need? Where is your starting point? Is it just with that water? And you can write down these other ideas. Find your starting point, and you can come back to these other things, because we really want to start with one healthy habit at a time, because that is how we maintain consistency. We don't need to do something drastic and lose weight quickly, which isn't healthy for us anyways. We need to do this slow. And I have a little freebie that's a 5-day healthy habit challenge. So there's going to be a link down below where you guys can get that freebie. Learn how to really break down your habits so it's one thing at a time and really stay consistent with that habit. And it's set up for a week, but the idea is that you actually stick with that habit for a few months, or it eventually becomes just a habit that you do it and then you can add other things on. So make sure you guys check the link down below and reach out if you guys need any support.